while this is early in the cycle for Indiana, this isn't 100% unexpected.
That's Denise Derer-Spears with the Indiana State Board of Animal Health, who announced on Thursday that highly pathogenic avian influenza was found on a commercial duck farm in LaGrange County.
Working with our wildlife partners over at Department of Natural Resources, there have been positive cases found in wild birds in Indiana already this year, and we know other states have been impacted on their commercial poultry sector just within the last couple of weeks.
Since LaGrange County is home to many dairy farms, she says state health officials also plan to monitor the dairy cattle in that area to ensure they don't end up getting the bovine version of the virus.
And while we've not found that on any dairy farms in Indiana with all the surveillance that we've been doing, LaGrange is our top county as far as number of dairy farms, not necessarily number of cows, because you have a lot of small family farms in that area. But those that land in that control area are going to need to be sampled as well. So that's another step we're going to have to take to go out and collect milk samples and make sure there hasn't been any spread within the community.
She says the goal is to continue to keep the virus from spreading and impacting Indiana's dairy producers.
Our message to all dairy farms, regardless of where they are, is to keep their biosecurity high and make sure they're controlling, wild bird populations, places where they can nest. You don't want any kind of pests running through. And also making sure if you're buying new stock, you've got new heifers coming in, new cows coming in, get them tested, especially if they're coming from outside the state.
According to USDA, 18 states, including Ohio and Michigan, have had at least one case of HPAI in dairy cattle. I'm CJ Miller.